What should the Falcons and teams like the Lions do when you're likely headed towards 7 or 8 wins and you seem to be in that zone every year? What do you do in terms of team building?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I don't think it's necessarily a problem you solve in the season. Ideally, you start off hotter. The Atlanta Falcons should not only have 2 wins right now. They need to be winning more football games. There's a reason Dan Quinn isn't coaching for this team anymore. A lot has been said about Matt Patricia and him being on the hot seat. When you have a competent quarterback, I don't think the problem is team building. The problem is more often front office, decision-making, or coaching. And that, I think, is where the problems are for both Detroit and Atlanta. And I don't think it's necessarily quicksand. I know Colin makes the reference to quicksand. It's purgatory. When you have a very good quarterback, but you don't have the right supporting cast, whether it be talent or coaching, you're going to find yourselves in this situation where you're consistently drafting between picks 15 and 20 or 25 and never getting that next quarterback, that next step towards rebuilding. And I think he's right to say the New England Patriots are in a position to tank for a top 2, top 3 quarterback in this class to try and restart. The Atlanta Falcons don't have that luxury with Matt Ryan's contract, and the Detroit Lions don't have that luxury with Stafford.
Well, the worst part about those two teams, at least Austin, right, is, and you kind of alluded to it there, the Falcons with the 3 games with a win probability of 98% at one point in those 3, blowing those games. The Lions in week 1 at least blowing at least one game where they gave up 21 straight points in the fourth quarter to Mitch Trubisky. Like, statistically, like, in just in terms of the standings, they should be in better spots where they're at right now, which makes their situation worse. But I wanted to ask you about last night. So watching the Falcons and the Panthers, can I get your thoughts on the job of the Panthers yesterday? Because I watched that game, and I came away thinking, like, the Panthers should have won this game. It was poorly managed. I thought defensively it was, like, dropping back in zone every single time. Teddy Bridgewater was oddly, like, handling the clock in certain situations. What did you make of the game last night overall for Atlanta?
Yeah, I think simply the Atlanta Falcons put a very good defensive game plan together in that they limited the big play. They did not want Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore beating them over the top, allowed Teddy Bridgewater to kind of attack them via paper cut underneath, and they had to sustain long drives in the rain with the bank, you know, a bad offensive line, and yes, a good quarterback and good receiving core, but it's so much harder to, you know, turn these 10, 15-play drives into points than to kind of attack those explosive plays with Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore at the top. And defensively, I had some people telling me this Panthers defense is underrated. Buddy, Julio Jones could have whatever he wanted in that game. I thought Calvin Ridley was playing well before he got hurt. This defense is not good. This pass rush is one of the worst in the NFL. Defensive back, Dante Jackson, battled injury in that game. I think the Carolina Panthers defense is a real liability. Offensively, they have to find a way to still get that big play, even when defenses are playing too high safeties as much as they were.
Well, and it also helps that 4-game stretch where they were giving up like 18 points per game. They took on like 4 teams that were like 20th and lower in offensive efficiency, so that really helps. Can I ask you, so how do you guys, like Teddy Bridgewater, for example, he's widely viewed as a good quarterback, and I believe he's a good quarterback too. But when I watch him, like, I can't do the underneath crossing route on a 3rd and 7, 3 yards down the field anymore. Like, it doesn't work, I think, in the NFL. How do you guys grade him, and, like, how do you guys balance aggressiveness when it comes to those situations? Because, like, that severely limits him, in my mind, when it comes to being an NFL quarterback.
The highest-graded quarterbacks in PFF system are the ones that have success being aggressive. Those are the guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Those guys, you know, repeatedly year after year are aggressive with the football, push the ball downfield, Patrick Mahomes is another one, and have success. Guys that consistently hit their mark on underneath stuff, the Derek Carrs, Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, you have to be perfect to have a good offense. You have to have really good receivers to have a good offense, and that's just so much harder than having, you know, offenses led by Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, etc., that can beat you over the top on any given play. Teddy B, a very good quarterback, a guy that can get all the little things right. He doesn't play an aggressive brand of football and really does struggle when asked to push the ball 10, 15 yards downfield. As you saw late in that game, that interception was just flat out unacceptable. He also took some bad sacks in that game. It was not a good game for him. You can blame it on the rain. You can blame it on whatever it was. Teddy B has to step up there. That was a winnable game for the Panthers.